So here's part two of my interview with Hayley Trezise, all about shamanism. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the concept of the circle of reality, sovereignty, which is letting go of everything which doesn't serve you, and her ongoing work that she does on herself to be able to hold a healing session, about how she clears out herself so she can evolve and do things that are good for herself. And she explains some of her work with the Sacred Trust. We then go on to talk about group work, and that's where I've experienced Hayley as a practitioner. And we talk about shamanic journeying and connection with the spirit world. And then a little bit of a talk about the retreat that she has coming up in September, all about art and shamanism. And we finish off talking about her sacred movement classes. So I just want to say this was recorded in the summer of 2021. And so it is a little bit time sensitive. And I hope that if you are listening to this in the future, when some of these things will have gone in the past, that just check out her website and then you'll be able to see what she's actually doing currently. Anyway, we're going to have a little bit of Hayley calling in the spirits once more, because I just love that sound of her singing voice. So we're going to do that and then go straight into the interview. Thank you. I'd really like to know what is meant by the term the circle of reality, which is quite central to the work that you do as a shamanic healer.
Yeah, well, that term actually came from my training with Simon Buxton, the three-year shamanic practitioner training, and we were invited to begin this process of circle of reality. And I think it's such a great word, and it's such a great process, and it definitely is lifelong. And it's kind of like, if you almost imagine like a circle and all of your relationships, and I don't just mean relationships with your friends or your family or your partners or your animals, you know, I mean relationships with food, with how you live your life and what all of the activities that you do and your car and et cetera, et cetera. So the relationship is like stopping for a moment and looking at that. So if you're imagining yourself almost being in a in the center of this circle of reality, so all these things are going on around you in a circle and you're in the center point and you bring one forward and you say, okay, cheese or dairy, for example, you know, that's kind of an easy one and good one. How is dairy? Is it serving my body? Am I happy with that? And then you start to ask those questions, and you know, usually there's three ways to go. So no, actually, it's really not doing me physically well at all, and I've known that for a while, and you know, what am I going to do about it? Or yes, actually, it's fine and I love cheese and it's no problem and it gives me joy. All very neutral, either way. And so therefore, then there is a choice. There's a choice of what do you do with it? Well, if it's really draining your energy or not serving you, then let it go, you know? And or if it's neutral, then just let it be, you know, maybe go one way or go the other way. And then if it's serving you, then maybe that's a good thing. And so as life goes on, life continues to grow and you have new relationships, you have new friends, you have new objects or whatever. And you just sort of ask those questions of really, it's all about your sovereignty and letting go of the things that aren't serving you ultimately. And the big ones are relationships and family, for sure. You know, when they start just screaming at you in the face, I'm not talking about that person, I'm talking about the energy of it. And that's the hard ones. But they're really good to you know, to observe. And it, within my work, it's essential that I do that as a practitioner. The work that I do is ongoing. And if I am not doing that circle of reality or doing that work, then surely I won't be able to, you know, hold a healing session. So it goes two ways. So that's why I continue to do that.
So the work that you do comes back to the circle of reality, and that's how you kind of dip check your life, but enables you to carry on doing your own healing work. Is that how you apply the circle of reality?
Yeah, I mean, when I started to do it, it was not kind of structured, even though structure doesn't suit me personally very well. I'm very fluid and very much in the flow. But what I find now is they just appear. They just present themselves as something I become very aware of because I've cleared myself out more and more. So my senses are becoming a lot clearer and I've become much more aware of myself. So some situations are just like right there and I know that I need to look at it and I can't avoid it. So there isn't much effort, you know, but it definitely is evolving constantly, you know, in the small things and big things. But you do get, you know, the more you clear out, the more clearer you become and more, yeah, you come back to your heart space, your home, you know, that sovereignty place.
So as a practitioner, how are you evolving as a practitioner? What things do you do to keep that journey going?
Well, the one thing is to be mindful, to do the things that are really good for me. Like movement, for example, you know, meditation, but for me it's movement meditation, using my body, swimming in the river, you know, doing those things that I know are good. But the other thing also is connecting to the spirit world, and that's a daily basis, like bringing my body protectors to me. Yeah, I'm here, I've set my day up, I've come close, calling in the spirits. Keeping that relationship going, you know, checking in with them as much as I am with me. Certainly with with the actual work that I'm offering, that's important for me.
And do you do any formal training, ongoing formal training of any kind?
Well, the training that I am doing is still with the Sacred Trust. It's not, obviously not the practitioners, I did that quite a while ago, but with the performing shaman, with Naomi Lewis, and the Melissai training, which is all shamanism, because the Sacred Trust is shamanism, but the Melissai training is for women.
In the first episode, we talked about the one-to-one work that you do, but you also run groups as well. So let's dive into that and tell us how that works.
Yeah, I really like group work, actually, and there's something very precious and very powerful, and there's a lot of strength when there's people come together and have that connection, but because for different reasons really, you know, because they're showing up in a group, so there's a vulnerability, which I find is a really good thing, but also there's a safety. There's something about when you're in a group, it's held by everybody. And one of the courses that I do is Sovereignty, is titled Sovereignty. And that's a 6-week, what I call journey, rather than, you know, a training or anything. Because it is a journey. It's a journey into yourself. And it's kind of relating to the circle of reality as such, because there's a lot of clearing out, and the baseline or the foundation, the architecture is shamanism. So I'm teaching a shamanic journey for those who haven't done it before, so that's perfectly fine. It's open to anybody. I don't know what other word to use, but empowering some people to be their own sovereign and inviting them to kind of step up on their own stage and not being told by others and of what to do and what not to do. And that's one of my passions in this work, particularly with group work. So the sovereignty is particularly about that, and it's all done through journey work and their own journey work, their own connection with the spirit world, and building that trust for themselves, but their connection with their body, their spirit, their everything, but also their trusting in their connection with the spirit world. And that's very important for me in the group work.
So how often do you run these groups?
Well, I won't be running them in the summer, so I haven't got a date set for the next one for the sovereignty. And that will be probably in the autumn sometime, maybe September. The end of September, I'll probably start it again. And that's physically at my place in South Oxfordshire. So that is, you know, there's a space here. It's the perfect space, and depending on our circumstances in the bigger picture, on how many can come here.
So you run it before Christmas and then again after Christmas with it's a sort of separate course, isn't it? But it's all part of the same
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So if people like it, they can do 1 6-week block and then add another 6-week block.
Yeah, there's two. So there's the first week, 6-week sovereignty. And this actually, see, I'm very, like I said before, I'm very much in the flow. So the first group I had was a group of 12 people and they did the first sovereignty group, and then they were so elated and got so much from it that they said, please, can you do another one? So I was like, okay. So I did some journey work. It's all spirit-led. So the whole course was spirit-led. And now I've got, it's a structure because it worked really well. And so I start doing journey work, and then the second part is definitely deeper, and it definitely it opens up more avenues, and particularly with trusting yourself and empowering yourself, you know, yeah.
So you also run retreats as well, or a retreat. Is it one a year, or how often do you run retreats?
Yeah, I've got a retreat coming up, which I'm really, really excited about. And that's in Penzance in September. So September for 5 days, from the 12th to the 17th. And alongside being a shamanic practitioner, I'm an artist as well. And for me, there's no separation. It's from the same place. And they're a marriage, you know. It's spirit-led, it's sacred art, it's, you know, everything about it. And this retreat is the two pathways, that the art and shamanism. So again, be teaching you how to do a shamanic journey, the very basic but yet essential part of it. And then your connection to your inner artist, and it's called unravelling your sovereign. So it's unravelling and unravelling and unravelling to come to the core of yourself. And we'll be doing a lot of work in nature, a lot of ceremonies, ritual work. And in this place, as a little whisper, the land is absolutely incredible. Just turning up and just feeling the energy of the land is mind-blowing. But where the retreat actually is, on their land, there's a thing called a fogu, which is like almost essentially like a burial mound as such. So we would definitely be doing an initiation that will involve that. I'm not sure what yet.
So you can go inside it?
Yeah, you can go inside it. And it's pitch black, and it's something else. It really is something else, otherworldly. And it's like a portal. Portal, I don't really like that word, but it's definitely a gateway, or definitely something into the unseen. And so there will be initiation we'll be doing with that, I reckon, at some point. Yeah. So it'd be amazing.
Can we talk about the sacred movement classes that you've begun to run, and tell us what that's all about?
Yeah. So the sacred movements, I'm running online, so it's open to people, in a wide vicinity. And it was, I'm really into movement and how the body relates to spirit. And for me personally, in my shamanic work, my body is one tool that tells me, you know, my body is the first port of call for me. And I think that freedom of movement unblocks a lot of stuff. But when you marry the sacred, the unseen realms with it, then it can become very powerful. And so these sacred movement classes are about an hour and just over an hour, so an hour and 15 minutes. So they're not too long. And it's a guided meditation. So I'm guiding them on a journey to a particular place. So everything is very structured. There's a good architecture there. And I'm inviting, it's an invitation of inviting the spirits, particularly whatever intention is for that week, to step closer to the people who are going on this journey. And then at some point, every week is unique. It's all spirit-led, so I do a journey before we arrive on that day. But then there is a movement where you're moving with the spirit world. And the idea is, well, I don't know, it depends on the intention, you know, for you to, again, maybe to clear out or to meet something that you need to know right now. And you're moving in your body and you're still awakening. So it's like a shamanic journey, but it's not, because it's guided and you're very much using your body. And there's music, you know, particular music that entices that along very well.
Sounds like something that you need to experience.
Definitely.
And it's, you know, quite hard to explain it maybe in detail.
Yeah.
So how can people find out about doing that?
Well, I'm again, over the summer period, I've just finished, I'm doing 4-week blocks, which is £40 for the 4 weeks. And I won't be starting again until the autumn. Dates aren't confirmed yet, but I have a website, which is haleytrezise.co.uk, and that will be certainly up there probably fairly soon, actually, for further notice for when they arrive in the autumn.
Okay, fascinating conversation, Hayley. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Simon.